Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on the Q Streaming TV radio show that we do every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 4 p.m. on the central side if you're listening in Indiana, which is where one of our guest hosts is coming from. So we are here every Tuesday at this time, whether we're live or doing a replay, for those people that want to hear what's new with Q Streaming. And for those people that are unfamiliar with this, the way this whole thing got started is a customer of ours told us about Q Streaming, and I said, you know, one of the best ways we can get the word out is we run these radio shows, so let's talk to people about this product line. And a lot of people have never heard of it before because it's a relatively new company. Matter of fact, even though the thought process has been behind it for many years, the company's actually been involved, get started in 2023. So it's one of those companies that were percolating for a real long time, and then they hit the ground running, and they've been out there going. But, you know, sometimes unless you know about it, you don't know about it. So we started to do this. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Q, we made it real easy for you to listen to these. So buildingfortunesradio.com/CUE, and you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. Well, we've been doing this for a while. David Weddell is the company owner. He started talking about, you know, the history of this company and the product line and the advancements and how they're growing and things like that. He was here a week or so ago talking to us about apps in the App Store and the Google Play Store, as well as, of course, the Apple Play Store being coming out almost in the next couple of days or within a week or so as soon as all that technical stuff gets done. But we were also talking about the product line and some of the newer things that were going on. And then also, because of the growing product line as well as the growing opportunity and the spread of it across all the different things, we've been also talking about the nonprofit side, meaning nonprofit, meaning people can subscribe to Q Streaming and then also have a commission paid back, if you will, a referral fee, however you want to call it, back to the nonprofit that got them there. So Kent Benson is here. He's been here before. Heck of a nice guy. We've spoken to him. If you're in Indiana, you already know who he is, but he's super-duper famous in the basketball arena. But he came back over to be the VP of nonprofit fundraising or whatever other title they want to give him, helping people to get this up and going in large groups of people. So just like everything else, there's people that are looking to do fundraising and income generation, whether you're a sales guy or not, and you might be looking for different products or services to be able to get out there to be able to help get your funds going. And Kent's able to help that with people as well. So he's been here before. Kent, why don't you just give him a little bit of a brief introduction, and we'll move on to some of the newer things that I know it's going on with your company. So back to you. Tell us a little bit about Kent Benson.
Fantastic, Peter. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to join your great show here. We've been so blessed. We here at Q Streaming, Q stands for Communication Unites Everyone, and we're big about communicating and providing an absolutely fabulous streaming opportunity and entertainment for folks that are interested in definitely having access to thousands of movies, thousands of channels, thousands of TV series for $2 a day and be able to stream on 5 devices at the same time anywhere in the world as long as there's freedom of the internet. Now, some foreign countries, you don't have freedom of the internet, so you wouldn't be able to get Q. But even on airplanes, you'll be able to get our platform, our content, and what have you. And I've been blessed to know David Weddell, and we've been business partners in a few things, and have a couple of other things going on too. But David and I go back to 2005 when we first met, and it was in 2008 when David put this business plan together, and it was his baby. He's been nursing it ever since. And in 2023, actually March 4th of 2023, we officially launched Q Streaming and have had great success. And of course, with that, we've had our challenges, as any technology company would have. I'm sure you've experienced it in your line of work too, but in spite of all the challenges and situations, we've risen above that with our expertise, knowledge, and experience that we have with our great technology team and our fabulous executive leadership that we have. So things are constantly moving forward, making adjustments and improving every aspect of our of our TV experience for our subscribers. One of the great things about Q is that as we continue to grow and all the communication unites everyone, we're getting the word out, and it's through programs like yours, this great program that you have, that we're able to reach a lot of people and help not only individuals save money on their streaming experience, but also help nonprofits raise money, raise donations. And donations, of course, are tax deductible, tax free to the organization. And so I've been blessed to be named the Vice President of Nonprofit Fundraising and Development. And we're reaching out to lots of different organizations, lots of verticals in our business, of course, churches and schools and other nonprofit organizations. Across the country and not just here in Indiana.
Excellent. So for those people that would be interested in the product, what Q Streaming is like Kenta just mentioned, thousands of movies, lots of channels, even pay-per-view. It's $59.99 per month, no contracts, no gotchas, no setup fees. If you buy it, you'll be subscribed to it and could be active within minutes after your credit card goes through for your first monthly payment. And then the most important thing is, we know we have a lot of people that listen in, is that you go back to the people of the organization, or in the reference to nonprofits, the nonprofit organization that referred you, make sure you sign up under them, because your sale matters to them. So whether it's an affiliate, you know, making a commission, or whether it's a band who's raising funds for maybe a trip, or maybe a church who's building something for people in the community, make sure you go back to that person that referred you and give them your business. So as Kent had mentioned, $59.99 per month, up to 5 devices. You could use it on your cell phones, your tablets, your computers, your laptops. You could use it on that Jumbotron you probably have in that living room if you wanted to, or even on that plane as you're traveling. As long as you have access to the internet, you remember your username and your password, you're in. And now that they're putting this on an app, it's making it that much less friction to be able to use the product. Now,
absolutely,
in reference to,
Peter. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but one of the things that you had mentioned previous was going to be having our app on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. And that deal has already been signed, sealed, and delivered. Now it's the next part is being delivered by those companies to get that on their platform. So everything's done on our end, and we're waiting for them to go ahead and get those active. And so we're excited about that because we think it'll be very, very successful. As far as the estimated time that will happen, of course, we don't have control of that, but it is in the making.
Yep. It's just like everything else. There's a lot of people that are competing to get to those stores, and there's security, there's programming, there's everything, there's whatever things people want adjustments made. So be patient, but it's coming. And the beauty part of that is it takes the friction out of getting onboarded for those people that may not be technically inclined. So for those people who know how to download an app, put it on their little phone, plug it in, they're good to go. So it's just one more big reason for people to want to be able to use Q Streaming. And also, you know, we've had David Waddell here. He's talking about expanding a product line. He talked to us some about the stuff that he's doing with schools and with security features and with police departments. And if you're an affiliate and you're making money, or your nonprofit making money, everything that he sells, you're going to be able to sell as well, or most of everything that he sells, you'll be able to do that as well. And that's going to help expand the income opportunity so you'll be able to grow by leaps and bounds. So let's talk a little bit about nonprofits. I'm an activist, if you will, meaning like I realize that I'm busy doing my stuff and my money equals speech. Like when I was building a direct sales company, I was working full force in that direct sales company, and I did not have a lot of extra time to go out there and fight the good causes that I wanted to fight. But I knew that my money served almost like my speech, and my money could help people that were doing things the right way. So if you're listening in and you say, you know what, if you're a subscriber to Netflix or Hulu or whatever else it might be, if you can swing that $60 over, or if you happen to be like a band member, swing that $60 over, that'll definitely help with people that are fighting the good cause in lots of different nonprofit organizations. So since you're working with nonprofits, and I know you're also helping build, you know, the sales force, what types of nonprofits are either using or taking a look at this so we can spark maybe in the minds of the people that are listening in that they might be able to reach out to those people that might be looking for funds as well? Because in time, and I'm rambling for just a second, but in times where discretionary income is somewhat limited, you know, inflation is going through the roof, prices of everything you turn around, they're going up like crazy. The amount of disposable income for a lot of people is off, so a lot of people are looking to save money as well as make money. So QStream would be perfect for both of those situations. What types of nonprofits might this be appealing to, and maybe conversations you're having, without being specific on which ones, but conversations you're having and options they're taking?
Very good. Well, thank you. That's a great point, Peter. And, you know, in the fundraising business, there's, especially the nonprofit fundraising business, there's lots of different entities. Churches and schools and all your civic clubs and organizations, your municipalities. We're working with, in the process of working with several municipalities. When you're dealing with government or large entities, you have to jump through lots of hoops and go through a vetting process and in front of boards and city councils and what have you. I'm going to talk about just one right now here in my hometown of Newcastle, Indiana, my high school that I went to. Newcastle, Indiana has about 10,000 households here in this community. And with the TV entertainment that people are experiencing, the average is about $150 a month that people pay. Now you've got those who just have the basics of cable and those who have all the bells and whistles and all the premium channels and what have you, that, you know. So, but the average is about $150 a month that goes out of this community per household. And that's $1.5 million going out of this community for TV entertainment. And I'm working with the high school right now and all to provide them the opportunity to show this community how they can have tremendous TV entertainment with thousands of movies, thousands of channels, thousands of TV series, be able to stream on five devices at the same time, and to lower their cost from an average of $150 a month to $60 a month, $59.99 a month. So now, our goal is to, there's 10,000 households, you're looking at $600,000 going out of this community. Well, of that $600,000, 10% of that will go back to the nonprofit, the school corporation. So $60,000 a month will go to the school corporation, as an example. We have the Hope Center out of Indianapolis, which is they fight human trafficking and what have you. They've come on board and they have many donors and churches that are involved. In fact, they're like 211 churches that we're in the process of reaching out to provide them and their organization, their churches and their parishioners the opportunity to save money and in the process support a very worthy cause, as all these nonprofits are, because they have to go through the vetting to become a nonprofit and they're worthy causes. But we are providing them an opportunity that they can't get anywhere else.
Excellent. Okay, good. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Kent Benson on Q Streaming TV. It's our radio show where we talk about the Q Streaming opportunity. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/CUE, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out pmmarketingsnetworklead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Kent Benson. We're talking about nonprofits and fundraising with Q Streaming TV. For those people that are listening in, if you are part of an organization at all, you know, a lot of you are socially active online, maybe you have a favorite social media guy or gal, like an influencer they might call them, you go to church or anything else related to that, you have a social activity group, you know, you're part of a band, you're in an orchestra, you do stuff, you know, pickleball, anything you might be doing, make sure you check these out so you can take advantage of the fundraising. And the great part about it is I'm sure Kent is available and able to talk to you and help walk you through how to get started, how it works, put you through the ropes, how all that stuff works as well, because that's kind of his job as a VP of marketing for the nonprofits. That's kind of like the stuff that he does, and he's getting really good at it as well. So do you have anything that you want to share with us? Otherwise, I can continue with more of the things that I know that you guys are working on and how I would be using those as well.
Well, I'd just like to say some of the nonprofit organizations that are out there, and even for-profit, but you've got your law enforcement, first responders that are able to provide for, you know, scholarships, educational purposes, athletic purposes, musical purposes, philanthropic purposes, religious, artistic, scientific in nature. I mean, there's so many what I call different verticals out there that are in need and always looking for, like you said earlier, with the way the economy is, people are strapped and all. They're always looking to save money, but at the same time, they still have that philanthropic concern and want to help out in different organizations. And what a great opportunity it is for them to understand that with Q Streaming that the nonprofits are, for every subscriber that they bring on, 10% of that monthly fee of $59.99 a month, or basically $60, $6 a month will be coming back per subscriber back to the organization. And that creates that residual ongoing type income and revenue for them.
I'll share with you, if you're just a regular person, you may not understand the importance of what Kent just said, but I get, like I said, I do some stuff, not always in a big way, because I kind of spread out some of my donation dollars all over the place, but I don't want to say I am, I'm not going to say a word, so I'm just going to tell you, they take my dollars that I spend, and they pour a lot of their money back into mailing me stuff so that I'll continue to contribute. So I'll just use one example. I might pay $10, which is a small amount, to one organization, and they mail me something every single month. And I say to myself, wait a minute, that probably costs you $2 to mail me that thing, because somebody's got to do the envelopes and write the letters and do the postage and all the other infrastructure. And you're paying out a pretty good portion of whatever I'm donating anyway back to me to get just to keep me kind of focused and stay on there and all that sort of stuff. So they're reinvesting back into their business, if you will, even though it's a nonprofit, to make sure that I stay as a donor. With Q Streaming, the nonprofit organization doesn't have to do any of that. That $6 is going to come in next month, because if I'm a Q Streaming subscriber, what am I going to do? Quit watching television? I'm going to pay that bill anyway. It's kind of like a given. 12 months a year, like clockwork, that's a given. And if my credit card expires, I'm going to figure out how to make sure that I put in another one, because I have a reason. This is my communications. You know, communications unite everyone. So I need my TV. So the reality is that $6 is a solid $6 residual. And if you are doing nonprofits, that's gold. I mean, that's like everything. The idea that you get that money coming in, not taking it for granted at all, but the idea that that's coming in and you don't have to reinvest back into that for marketing purposes or saying, hey, I'm still here, make sure you keep donating. That is just a big, if you will, I don't know, peace of mind. I don't know the right words to use. Kent, you can complete some of my sentences or correct anything that I'm saying, but the idea that it's a product that people are buying every month, no matter what, and they're getting the people that sign them up are getting that $6 a month. That's huge when it comes to cash flow for a nonprofit. So I don't know if you want to comment on that at all.
Well, absolutely, Peter. You hit the nail on the head there. And when you look at what's happening in the cable industry, people are cutting the cable cords. The cable industry is losing millions of their subscribers, and people are going to streaming. Well, there are all sorts of streaming out there, but as far as having what we have to offer, we've got over 150 Latino channels, and we have the most Latino channels of anybody in the entire world. So for your Spanish-speaking listeners out there, there's that too. And, of course, there's all types of nonprofits available for that as well. But when you look at the cables companies, the YouTubes of the world, they're constantly raising their prices. I think YouTube's up to now over $79 a month. And now you're limited with what you can do on YouTube. I know one of the cable companies around southern Indiana and into Kentucky, Spectrum, has increasing their fees. So the cable industry is dying on the vine, and they're constantly increasing their prices. And the way they set up the programming, as you well know, you've got the basic, and then you have a few more channels that you can get for another price, and then they take certain ones out of that people like, certain channels, and put them into a higher price bracket and into the premium channels. So, I mean, we've got all the movie channels and what have you that's inclusive in all this, as well as the pay-per-view. So the experience that you're going to get with Q Streaming is going to be far, far more expansive, more expanded than with other services. Of course, there's Netflix who's got their fees, and Disney Plus that have their fees, and Hulu and Paramount Plus and Max and HBO. I mean, you name it, they all have their fees out there. We have these inclusive.
Yeah, and I know I use Amazon Prime because I order a lot of stuff, and that really helps me for the shipping. But they give you Prime Video, and they just started charging, I don't know if it's this coming month or relatively soon if they haven't started already, they just started putting ads on their Prime Videos. And if you don't want ads, you have to spend like $3 per month more just to not have ads. And I'm like, you know, if you really start to take a look at this, I realize that a lot of people cut the cord because they save money. And they probably did. And then all of these independent streaming services, which were good deals, started to creep up and creep up and creep up. So now when you add them together, they're way more than $60. I mean, way more than $60.
Yes.
And then it's the inconvenience of having to deal with separate subscriptions and all that other sort of stuff as well, and not have pay-per-view. And pay-per-view is either a big deal or not a big deal for some people. But the reality is that QStream is a superior product, and you're dealing with one company, and you're dealing with, you know, you don't have all those other challenges, plus you're getting all the benefits of a company that's really expanding in several different areas. And one that will listen.
Absolutely.
Because if there's something going on that you guys want to do or you want to hear, but they're listening. And because they're expanding the company itself to be even more than just the streaming TV, which I'm not going to talk about today, but there's more stuff coming. There's more stuff for your local communities. There's going to be more stuff for those people that run TV channels on their own, maybe some influencers on their own be able to do some stuff. And they're, you guys are like the type of company that is not politically motivated. So you're going to put stuff up there that maybe some other places wouldn't put up there for political reasons as well. So just all the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. So check them out. Okay, so we're almost done with our radio show. Is there anything else you want to mention before we call it a radio show?
Well, thank you for that opportunity and your narrative there, Peter. One of the things that I want people to know, too, is that with our service, you can pick and choose what channels you want to watch. And those that you don't want to watch, you can hide them. And like, for example, some schools, some churches don't want to have HBO on it, don't want to have access to Disney Plus, don't want to have access to certain TV channels. At their own discretion, they're able to decide what channels they want to watch and what movies and TV series that they want to watch and what they don't want to have on their platform.
Well, all good stuff. So thanks, Kent, for being here. For those people that are listening, and make sure you sign up under the person who referred you. If you're looking to become an affiliate, reach out to, you know, if you want to reach out to us over here at Building Fortunes Radio, you see it on the website, my contact information. You can go contact me. I'll forward you to the right people. We'll help you out however we can over here on my side. And Kent, thanks for being here, and thanks for keeping us up to date on some of the cool stuff that's working. And I know we're anxiously waiting for the apps to be in effect, but they're there, guys. This contract's already signed. David was in the Northeast last week, I think, or the week before that.
Yes.
We let him cut his radio show short because he's actually like doing a presentation at the same time. So go close, David, show him how to do this stuff. So we're looking forward to working with a great company and just really good people. So in a world where you wonder where your friends are, you know, the people at QStreaming are where your friends are. So having said that, we're done. Go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/CUE. For this as well as the previous radio shows. And Kent, thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.